right side. Hit the right note.
See if mine works. Testing. Mine works.
Lebanon Township Planning Board meeting, August 16, 2022, will come to order. Have flag salute, please. The flag is over here in the corner.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Here.
Duckworth. Mr. Schmidt.
Here.
Ms. Kohler.
Here.
Mr. Pisacki.
Here.
Mr. Rich. Mr. McQueen.
Here.
Ms. Black.
Here.
Mr. Weiler.
Here.
Mr. Skidmore.
Here.
Mr. Abakowski.
Here.
Notice of this meeting was published in the annual meeting notice schedule adopted by this board on January 14, 2020. Facts of the Hunterdon Review, Hunterdon County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Star Ledger, and posted on the Lebanon Township website and bulletin board in the municipal building on August 11, 2022. Next on the agenda is preliminary final site plan and variances, NAR Group LLC. Nitin Magliani, P.O. Box 4098, Warren, New Jersey, Block 57, Lot 23, 62 Anthony Road, in an RC 7.5 zone. Mr. Galina?
Yes, we received correspondence from Mr. Steve. Can everyone hear me? How's that? Okay. We received correspondence from the applicant's attorney, Stephen Grunberg, dated August 16, 2022, asking that the hearing be carried to August 30th. I'll read his letter into the record. It's a letter addressed to Gail Glassoff regarding the NAR Group application. Dear Ms. Glassoff, in accordance with my discussions with Mr. Galina yesterday, the applicant respectfully requests that the hearing scheduled for this evening be continued to the August 30th, 2022 meeting, with no further service or publication of notice of hearing being required. The applicant will provide any additional plan revisions and information 10 days in advance of that meeting. We do not plan to appear this evening unless I am advised by the board or its professionals differently. Thank you for your courtesies. So the applicant did notice for this evening, and they requested the matter be carried to August 30th. For the record, I'll read, we'll put in the record as exhibits the notices that were served. We'll read into the record the notices that were served. A1 is the affidavit of service. A2 was the notice of hearing. A3 is the list of owners and utilities requiring notice. A4 are the certified mailing slips. A5 is the proof of publication. And also we'll mark Attorney Grunberg's letter that I just read into the record as A6. So notice has been served and notice is proper. So for the record, we'll announce that the NAR Group application will not be heard tonight, but will be carried to the August 30th, 2022 Planning Board meeting, which will be held at this location beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. No further notice will be given.
I'm sure people are going to want to ask questions, why and whatnot. We got to get through a few more things, and then we can answer some questions, and I'll explain then what you can and can't answer, because this is still technically an ongoing
hearing
for this application. Next on the agenda is new business, which are... No, not right now.
Well, it goes to the point that counsel just described. What's read into the record? There were other things that were entered into the record that the planning board clerk received relevant to this application.
No, that's okay. Not in the record at this time. That'll be in the record when the hearing occurs.
Why is it not on the record? It's as much. It was received before Mr. Grunberg's letter, wasn't it? It's as much in the record as
the application
letter is
not being heard tonight.
It's not. When is it going to be heard?
August 30th, as we said.
So, no. My motion, which is that this board does not have jurisdiction needs to be heard. It goes.
No, it'll be heard.
I'm not arguing the motion. I'm going to when it's going to be heard. I'm not arguing the motion.
Sir, please wait. First of all, please state your name for the record.
Richard Webb.
Okay. From what I understand, you're represented by counsel?
My counsel could not be here for reasons that you know.
Any correspondence should be through your counsel, then?
It has been through my counsel since he's been retained, which was yesterday. My letter was prior to that, which was on Friday. We need to understand when that motion is going to be decided, because it goes to your jurisdiction. You should not take up this application on the merits until you decide.
Your attorney can argue. Your attorney, no. Your attorney can make that argument on August 30th,
not
before then.
I'm not making an argument on the record. First of all, the fact that you're even having this argument to me is remarkable, given the nature of my motion. But I'll leave that aside for now.
For that relief, you'd have to go to court if you want that kind of relief.
We'll see.
Fine.
We'll see. I think that's for the board to decide. I don't think you decide that. You need to have a date when the motion's going to be decided. It needs to be decided
prior. This isn't a court.
Can you ask him to stop for 30 seconds and I'll sit down? Please. I'd be done in 30 seconds if he would just be quiet. Mr. Chairman, I asked for 30 seconds.
Well, your comments are out of order.
I've been in this town for 44 years. I spent about a month putting that application together. I got it to you before this meeting. I want 30 seconds of your time before you go on to everything else. And he keeps interrupting me for reasons that are apparent in my motion, I might add. Can I have that 30 seconds, Mr. Chairman?
No, that's not the time.
Okay.
Time out.
I'm not going to address the application or the motion.
Mr.
I
Webb.
I just want to go
Mr.
through
Webb.
The process. Yes, sir.
Stop for a minute. Let
I
me
will.
Say something.
I will.
Stop.
I'm stopped.
You keep talking. Stop. Listen, for all the people in the audience, we all live here. We're all in this together.
Not really.
No. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. You need to speak one at a time. We have a stenographer here, and she can only type so fast. So if you have something to say, it's one at a time. I will stop the meeting every time there's too many people talking. We need to follow the rules. It's in your best interest we follow the rules and our best interest. Do you understand that?
I understand
that. Okay, good. Now, just don't say anything for a couple minutes and let Mr. Galina explain to you when that motion can be taken care of, okay?
Sure.
Now, if your counsel has comments and an application he wants to make to this board, he could do that. Generally, motions of the type that were contained in your papers are heard by a court of law by way of an application to the court. So you could speak to your counsel about that and talk that over with him.
So is that a ruling? Is the board making – are you ruling it out of order? Are you going to pretend it didn't happen? Are you really going to do that?
As I said, the hearing will commence August 30th.
You really have to be kidding me.
The hearing will commence on August 30th.
I'm not an attorney. Don't want to be an attorney. However, whenever anybody has ever supplied anything like that to any of our other prior board meetings and they have an attorney that is representing them, and even though the attorney isn't here, they're not allowed to do all this unless the attorney is present. Presenting it for you on your behalf.
I'm not presenting the motion, sir. I'm not presenting the motion. I'm going to strictly the procedure that will be followed to handle the motion, which is goes to your jurisdiction.
I think, Mr. Galina,
the point that you have to go to court is absolute nonsense. You have the right to handle a question about your jurisdiction. How else would you know? If a citizen can't come up and question your jurisdiction, you have to say, you have to go to court to question my jurisdiction? That's absolutely ridiculous.
During the application process, yes. Right now, the application has been put off till August 30th.
I understand. I'm not arguing the application. All I want to know is that on August 30th, before the application is heard on the merits, the board will consider the motion. You could deny it if you want. I just want you to consider it because it goes to your jurisdiction, number one. Number two, you need to set a date by which NAR needs to reply to that motion. They can't hand it in 5 minutes before the meeting. They have to hand it in 5 days at least before the meeting so that there's an opportunity to reply to the motion.
They don't have to make a written response to your motion. They don't have to make a written response to your motion.
Okay. All right. I think I've made my point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Galina.
You're welcome.
Back to the agenda. New business, there is none. Presentation of bills.
Mr. Chairman, I've took a look at the bills. They seem they're in order. I make a motion to accept them as presented to me.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there a roll call, please?
Yes.
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 Mr. Pizzetti?
Yes.
Mr. Rich? Mr. McQueen?
Yes.
Ms. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Weiler?
Yes.
And Mr. Skidmore?
Yes.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is correspondence. We have none. Next on the agenda is open to the public. I tried to, we all do live here. I know you're all going to laugh and you're going to say, yeah, whatever. We've all grown up in this area. We enjoy this area. All these people on this board, except our professionals, are volunteers. We volunteer for this board and the other board of adjustment in our town. We spend a lot of hours trying to keep our community the best we can. Everybody has a right, when they own a piece of property, to do what they think they want to, whether we agree with them or not, whether you're a resident and agree or this board agrees, whatever. It doesn't. That's why we have a planning board. That's why we have a system we have to go through. We have to go through all this, and we have to find out all the different avenues, what they're proposing, what it will do to our community in any way, shape, or form. I am very impressed that this many people are interested in something in this town. You don't know how many planning board meetings we have when nobody shows up and nobody cares until it's in their backyard. And that's a shame, because we work hard to try and keep our community the way it is because we all live here. Now, if people want to have comments tonight, they cannot comment on the application that is in front of us. We cannot answer those questions because the applicant isn't here and because it's a legal thing. If we want this to go forward the correct way, we have to do it the correct way, because somehow or other it's going to end up in court. And if we don't follow the rules, whether you like them or not, we have to follow the rules of basically engagement in this application. There's a protocols as to how we do our application, when we take evidence, when you're allowed to ask questions, when we can ask questions. It's very, very tedious at times, but it's very important that we do it the right way. If we do it the wrong way, we're all going to lose. I hope somebody understands that. Does anybody have any comments on procedure or some sort of statement they would like to make tonight? You have to come up and you have to state your name at the microphone, please. Name and address.
All right, sir. Vincenzo Pepe, 3 Simons Lane. I just want to know procedurally, is that the board that approved pushing the meeting? How were they able to say, hey, we just decided, even though we put out this big public notice for all this time and all of us came and took time out of our family lives and work to be here, and now who had that authority and who allowed them to just, you know what, a lot of people are going to show up because that's what it feels like, we're gone.
It's very common for an applicant, especially if they have to make revisions to the application, plan revisions, to request the meeting to be carried. That's very common, often done. So what will happen is that they make the request at the meeting that they've requested to be carried. They make the announcement that it's going to be continued to a certain date, announce it at that meeting. If an applicant continues to request hearings be carried, the board would have the authority then to deny their request for an adjournment.
Are we allowed to push it out further? Because, I mean, I know for myself.
Well, all parties realizing, you know, the amount of people that have come out for this will have a chance to be heard. I mean, the board's not just going to hear the application and be done with it. All parties that want to have comments, I know there's some people that have retained counsel. When it's their turn, what will happen usually is that the applicant puts on its case, presents its witnesses. The witnesses are subject to cross-examination, questions. Then after the applicant presents its case, any people who have attorneys will be heard. They'll put on their witnesses, take testimony. Some people may hire their own experts. Then after the attorneys are done, then the general public has their right to comment.
Okay.
And basically all parties that want to comment, you know, if the meeting has to be continued so that the public can be accommodated, that'll be done.
Excellent. So if we can't make it on the 30th, there's a chance that you could have another, like an extension, like part
two. I doubt
very
much if the hearing will be concluded on the 30th.
Okay.
You know, given the number of people that are here tonight.
And you want to have my last 2 weeks, but I'm a volunteer, missing work and everything, getting all this kind of in line? I'll train you. This position's open.
Sounds good. I'll see
you. You can do whatever you want.
Anybody else? The person over there just said something. You want to come over and say something?
I said, you sign up.
Get up here, put your name and address up.
Russ O'Connell, Elk Ridge Road. I said, you signed up for it, man. And you're cutting out Mr. Webb when he's trying to go there and talk to you about it, too, and put in his two cents. No one forced you to do this. No one forced you to be on that committee. You did it.
Thank you.
And, all right, it's yeah. You. Nobody's fun. If you don't like it, somebody else will do it. And they might do a hell of a better job than you, too.
Nope. Keith Galloway, Mount Lebanon Road. I understand your frustration that people don't show up. We are all busy, too. I didn't come to be serving this committee. I never signed up to be a member of the committee, but I voted in hopes that you were going to represent me and everybody else that's here. So whether or not you like the fact that we don't show up for meetings, that's tough. I don't really give a damn. You should be
all
doing
right,
us
no,
a favor and represent us. And that includes
no
you, sir.
No need to be derogatory. No need to be derogatory, all right?
What's that? You think it's derogatory?
No need to be derogatory.
Listen, I don't care what you think. I'm just saying that you volunteered for this. I didn't.
There was somebody over here that had their hand up? Yes.
Hi there. My name is Michelle Santagata. Did you say I have to give my address earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, 25 Dewey Lane, Glen Gardner, New Jersey. Piggybacking off of the gentleman who spoke in the green shirt, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but he had asked, how often could this meeting potentially be delayed? And you said you expect it to be heard and discussed on the 30th. Is there a potential that they could, at that time, ask for another delay? And if so, is there a cap on how many times they can request that?
No, there's no cap. But if they're not prepared, they would have to ask for another continuance, all right? And if it gets to be habitual, then the board will have to make a determination.
So they can request it to the board, and the board ultimately makes the decision to give them an extension?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
But there is no ordinance, bylaw, rule, anything that we can go by that would say if somebody continues to request an extension time after time, eventually it will be denied.
Well, that's the law in New Jersey. There's no ordinance to that effect.
So how many times can they request?
There's no set time.
Oh, so it can be ongoing.
That's correct.
Okay, so unfortunately for the residents of Lebanon Township, we're kind of being held hostage in a way. If they chose not to come to the 30th, on the meeting on the 30th and discuss it, and it gets prolonged, then we all have to come back again, correct?
As does the applicant, yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Jonathan Olson, 434 Penwell Road. I just want to thank all of you for all the time and effort and volunteer time you put in to help our township. I hope everyone can keep it civil, but I just want to thank you all for the time you guys put in. I know it's not easy, so thank you.
Thank you.
Susan Bowen on Woodland Road. Everybody needs to understand that NARS has a deadline on when their application needs to be completed. NARS application needs to be completed with the state by a certain date. So the longer they deadline, the longer this takes for them, that's not good for them. So NARS, and I'm not exactly sure on the date, I believe it's April. So NARS wants to get this completed. They want to get all their information out here.
So we can hear you. Could you face us, please?
Yeah.
They want to get all their information out to everyone as quickly as possible. So we need to be really supportive, the residents, to let everyone know what's going on.
Yes.
Good evening, Sharon Petzinger, Dogwood Drive. A little bit of a change of subject. I'm under the assumption right now that there is no ordinance or resolution or law prohibiting lying on an application, because I believe that's been done in the township before.
Prohibiting what?
Well, I'm just thinking, I don't think the planning board willingly put through a sex club on 31. Right? So if somebody is caught, I guess here's my question. If somebody is caught lying on their application, is there any repercussion right now, or do we need to establish an ordinance to do so?
No, if someone lies on an application, that's perjury. And if someone lies on an application, they could be brought back in. And any approval given based upon false statements can be set aside. The thing is, you have to prove it.
Right. So nobody's going to go there and prove it?
Pretty much.
Okay. Thank
Unless
you.
You want to become a member. Or...
No, thank you. But thank you.
Hi. Ann Orlowski, Sliker Road. The Lebanon Township opt-out ordinance, 0721, that was passed in August, the advice from our attorney, and this is from Bev Kohler's statements, the advice from our attorney did not include guidance on opting out of medical cannabis. Why was that?
Could you say that again a little louder?
Sure. Okay. The Lebanon Township's opt-out ordinance 0721 that was passed in August of this year does not specifically prohibit the cultivation of medical cannabis within the township. In parentheses, the advice from our attorney did not include guidance on opting out of medical cannabis. Why was the guidance not there for opting out?
We opted out of the recreational cannabis.
No.
Lebanon Township opted out of the recreational cannabis.
No, medical cannabis.
I mean opted out of the recreational cannabis.
But we did not opt out of medical cannabis.
No, they did not opt out of medical.
Why?
My understanding is that there was no opt-out provision in the Medical Cannabis Act.
Other townships, areas have opted out. Basking Ridge opted out.
I don't believe that's been taken to task yet. I know a lot of townships have tried to opt out of recreational and medical. But to me, it's questionable if they can opt out of medical.
Based on what?
What is that based on?
There's no opt-out provision in the Medical Act.
And you're asking the wrong attorney. You should point this question towards the committee attorney. He's the one who said that, you know, you can't opt out of it, not us. So.
Okay. All right. The letter that was written by and signed by Mike Schmidt, I'm assuming that was sent within that 20-day period after NARS had been given the state approval for their application. Is that when that letter was written, the one that was not signed by the rest of the committee, just by Mike Schmidt?
That's stuff.
I know that's committee.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all the questions have been.
It's all intertwined, but I don't know what they did. That's something you have to question them harder.
Bev, do you know what they did?
I don't want to talk about it at this meeting. You know, if you want to come tomorrow to the township meeting, we could probably.
Can we ask questions tomorrow?
We'll have to let the attorney decide what we can and can't talk about, because right now this is the middle of a hearing, and you don't want to derail something. don't want to derail something with a statement.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anybody else?
Good evening. My name's Robert Mickle. I live at 676 Woodglen Road. I am 1,500 feet from this applicant. And I have a question for the board, if I could. Do all of you believe in the township master plan? Yes, yes, yes.
Well, it's not a question of what they believe in. It's been adopted.
Well, then that is kind of our blueprint. All right. I would like to refer you to page 18, and it talks about the former land use plan included one additional industrial district consisting of one lot located on Anthony Road at the end of Woodglen Road for a variety of reasons, including accessibility, proximity to residential areas. This plan, this is your blueprint, the master plan for Lebanon Township, recommends the elimination of this isolated industrial district. And I have a question. This was 2001. What has changed to allow this facility to come in there?
That's it. We're done.
I'll remind people that comments that you want to make with regard to this application are not on the record. You have to make them at the hearings.
If you want, yes. Because of the legality of this application, and everything going on, these are things you can be brought up at the meeting for the application when it's time to bring up. Like I've said before at one of the other meetings, lots of good information is good. Evidence is good. That's when you bring it up. We're not having a meeting on the NAR group tonight. Yes.
Okay. Just for clarification, and I'm not a lawyer and I don't have one. And to the chair, to the attorney, on 40, 55D, 70, A and B, which has to do with jurisdiction, can you give me your interpretation if there's a question about if it should be with the planning board or the zoning board, the application of making a determination? You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
The application was made before the planning board. So from what I understand, they may need some bulk variances, which the planning board could grant. If it's a use that's not permitted, they'd have to go to the Board of Adjustment. If it's a use that's not permitted, it belongs to the board. It goes to the Board of Adjustment. Okay. If it's use that is not permitted in the zone, then it would need to go to the Board of Adjustment for a use variance.
Who makes that determination? Like, if I have an application and I say I just want to go to the planning board. And who makes that determination that it should be at the planning board? Or what's the procedure if there's conflict, there's people don't believe it should be there?
People can make challenges to the jurisdictional choice. People can make legal challenges and legal arguments.
How do you do that? Do you do that through the planning board?
You could make the argument before the board, or you could go to court. You know, make application to the court.
I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
Okay.
If you make it before the board, at what point in time do you make that? When the application starts?
You should ask for a minute to, procedurally, if you want to approach the board at the start of the hearing or at the conclusion of the hearing to make a request to the board, that could be done.
Okay, so at the start of a hearing, you can make that challenge to what board it should be in and then go from there. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Procedurally, it could be heard at the end of the hearing session, for that particular night, you could make the argument to the board, with regard to a jurisdictional argument if you feel there is one, and the board will have to give its opinion on that.
Okay, and in general, a site plan, what reasons, and I don't need them all, but general reasons, does the board need to deny a site plan?
Okay, we have a site plan ordinance, so the applicant will have to show that it complies with those. If it needs variances, it'll have to show that it meets those variances. And based on that, the board will then make a decision. It's guided by the ordinances and by the municipal land use law.
Right, but the board would also have to put in a resolution why they denied it.
They have to put reasons why they granted it or why they denied it.
Or why they denied it that would hold up in court, let's say, or whatever.
That's
the case.
Correct.
And those particular reasons, do you have any examples of those reasons? Could they be
If they don't comply with the ordinance, if they don't meet the specific statutory criteria for a variance they need, then that's a reason for denial.
On a site plan, is there changing the environment, changing the community or something, or detrimental to the community, more negative effects than positive? Is that something that can be taken in consideration?
In consideration, just because someone thinks something is not a good idea, that's not a reason to deny it. If they can show that they don't meet the criteria for a variance, or if they don't meet the criteria for granting a site plan, or don't meet the ordinance regulations for things like, you know, parking or access or whatever, then the board would have a basis to deny it. Now, we can't go into all the reasons because
you haven't had the application. Those are more technical things. Like, if you need 21 spaces of parking, you have 21 spaces of parking. Check it off. Keep going down the list. So you would have to find something over and above that for a denial, correct?
Well, I mean, you have to show specific substantial land use related reasons to deny an application.
All right, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Bill Bone, Wood Glen Road. Sorry about that.
Anybody else?
John Temptation, Woodland Heights Circle. So I have two procedural questions for you. One is with the extension for the NAR group to the 30th. Why wouldn't that just necessarily fall to the next board meeting on the 28th of September that's already scheduled?
That's usually at the applicant's discretion. If they were going to submit, you know, amendments or whatever, it'd have to be given 10 days in advance. So if it was next week, they wouldn't be able to meet that deadline. So it's up to the applicant. You know, it's the applicant's discretion to ask for the extension that they feel is needed.
Okay. This date was put off.
What was that?
We have this date marked on our calendar for if we needed it.
Mm-hmm.
We have different dates. We can move things around.
Okay. And then second question is, if I'm not here for a subsequent meeting related to this, how can I submit comments that would be put on the record?
No, you have to come and testify. The board will not accept written comments.
So I would need to have representation at the meeting to make sure my comments are on the...
Either attend or, you know, someone live, either a counselor or whomever, to speak and give the comments.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
How are you doing? Brian Stratton, Mount Lebanon Road. As a follow-up to the gentleman that went to before me, can I just get some clarification in the zoning ordinances? Section 400-9, use regulations. I looked it up from the website, directed me to the E-Code 360 database on the internet. And I just want to make sure that I'm looking at the most current code. To your knowledge, from your website, when it redirects you to the E-code online, is that the most current adopted code?
I believe it is.
It is, okay. So under residential districts, there's a chart. So it's 400-9 use regulations, section A, residential districts. And what it does is it lists in columns all the residential zones, starting with RC. And then it gives permitted uses, and conditional uses throughout this chart. At the very bottom, specifically calls out prohibited uses, and it reads, all classes of cannabis establishments, as said, terms are defined in section 3 of P.L.2021C16, and in parentheses, but not the delivery of cannabis items and related supplies by a delivery service which is located in another municipality. So is this the current code, or has this changed? Has anything been adopted?
No, that's current.
That's current, okay. So when I go to the next section, 400-9, Section B, Business Districts, it has a chart, and it lists conditional and prohibited uses. At the very bottom, it reads the same exact thing that I just read out loud. Then in Section C, it goes to industrial districts. Same thing, and very clearly at the bottom, prohibited uses. So to me, based on your current code that you've confirmed as your current ordinance, it specifically lists for each zone what can be a conditional use and what is allowable, and specifically what is prohibited. And it seems to me that in every single zone within this town, the use of a cannabis establishment is prohibited. So is that
that's recreational use.
Okay, so that's the distinction everybody's using.
That's correct.
How come the code doesn't specifically state recreational use? Because it's like wording is very important. So,
well, it referred to the law,
the law
passed in 2021, which was the recreational cannabis statute.
Okay, and that statute was specifically for recreational
yes.
use. Yes. Okay. Just confirming. Now, my second question is, with the gentleman asked, you know, how could you deny an application? And, you know, you explained that you had to, you know, follow the land use law. Now, there's a lot of gray areas. So, for example, I'm not going to get specific with this application. Let's say there's a bad smell, okay? There's some sort of industrial use and there's a bad smell. By land use law, there's nothing specifically written within the codes that says you can't deny somebody for a bad smell. But that greatly affects all the residents of this town. So when there's such a gray area like that and such an important feature of a new business or, you know, establishment, how will you as the board take that into consideration? Where technically on the books, it can't really be used to deny an application. But I think that should be considered. I'm sure most people here agree with that.
The board will have to consider all the evidence submitted, you know, all the evidence before it, and make its decision. And we'll have to set forth in its resolution the reasons either for an approval or denial.
Okay. And my final is, now that it's pushed out, you know, 30 days, and it looks like there's going to be an ongoing situation, is the board open to amending their ordinance? So, for example, what I just read to you in the prohibited uses, would the board be open through whatever means, you know, necessary to hearing from the residents of this town and amending the prohibited uses to represent?
Well, that's not up to the board. It's up to the committee.
It's up to the committee. Okay.
And there was a prior practice called time of decision rule where if a use came in, a town would change its law to make the use illegal. However, there was a statutory amendment a few years ago that said, no, the law that applies to the application is the law in effect at the time the application was filed.
Got it.
And that's a state law now.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
We're good.
Follow up, Glen Road. You got that? Right. Okay. Thanks. On a 10-day rule. In reference to notification, can you explain if 5 o'clock at four o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, a package is delivered and that's the 10th day, and then come the Monday or a Tuesday, maybe you don't have all those materials or they're different materials or anything like that. Can you explain that? And also, whatever they do deliver within that 10-day. That's all they can talk about except for revisions?
That's generally the case. I know that the 10-day can get kind of jammed up in when, like, say, for example, you have to give notice of a hearing. That's 10 days. You just have to send it out 10 days in advance. You know, the law, the municipal land use law doesn't have a time period from when you actually receive it. Just like if somebody submits a revision or something on the 10th day, well, then that complies with the municipal land use law. Again, reasonably, if people who want to address the application need more time, the board usually accommodates that, you know, given time constraints and such.
And that's the and that's the board's decision, because I actually put a letter in asking for a 30-day continuance. And
asking for what?
A 30-day continuance for more time.
Generally, the board doesn't grant when you say you want a 30-day continuance to do what?
To get the documents. I don't have a planner's report. I don't have a final. I just got today a checkoff list with all the with documents attached to it. So there's a lot of documents that we don't have.
No, generally, if people want to get the, you know, the documents and hire their own experts and such, and makes the board aware of that, the board usually accommodates that.
Okay.
To give everybody a chance to put forth their position.
I mean, it just happened that you guys are just taking this up now, and there is a delay, so we'll keep working through that. And in reference to them supplying something new, and which they didn't supply within the 10 days, can they omit that?
Or just revisions? In order for it to be submitted at the hearing, usually it has to be submitted 10 days in advance.
Okay. And
we can ask them for more information on whatever they already have submitted, which we do continuously on different applications.
Okay, so as of today, I have not received the planner's report.
Our planner's report?
Yes.
No, the planner is going to issue a report, but he'll do it when they submit their revisions.
The next meeting, when they show up?
Yeah, he should show up, and the report should be available also. Now, okay. The planner's report is not the applicant's. It's not the applicant's 10-day deadline. Our planner's not bound by any deadline.
Right, but the planner's report, as I understand, is going to be confirming the accuracy of the checklist.
What the planner will do is address the application with his comments based upon the submissions that were made.
Okay.
From a planning perspective.
And the engineer's reports in reference to the checklist.
I believe our engineer has already submitted a report. If additional plans,
I think I got some of that today.
Are submitted, our engineer will also, submit an additional report.
And could you explain to myself and everybody else what this is? A lot of people's first meeting coming to. So what they would expect when the next meeting comes, in reference to the applicant attorney getting up and making an open statement, and then witnesses, and when, you know, and so on.
Yes, I explained before, the applicant will start first. Their attorney, if he wants, will make an opening statement. They'll submit their witnesses, their exhibits. After each witness testifies, the public will have the opportunity to ask questions of that witness, not make comments, but ask questions. Then after the applicant is finished with its application, usually then people who are represented by counsel will be heard. That counsel may decide to hire his own experts, his own planner, his own engineer, et cetera, to give testimony. And again, that's open to cross-examination, comments, or questions rather, by the public. Then after that is done, the public has the opportunity to give its comments.
So if the planner comes in and his first witness is a geologist, and we don't know his witness, which witnesses he's calling, his experts that he's calling. We don't get privy to that, correct? How he's going to call each different.
It's his prerogative as to the order he wants to call them.
Okay.
In.
So we don't get notice of that, correct?
No.
To bring somebody to rebut at that point in time?
No.
Okay. And in Lebanon Township, I believe a farm is recognized as 5 acres.
That's correct.
Okay. And we'll go into, I guess that will go into, that may go into a little bit, when I go down that road, that's going down into the NAR area, if they're trying to consider this, somebody's trying to consider this a farm.
That's a permitted use in the RC zone, so they will have to make their showing that this complies as a farm.
As 5 acres of use of usable, tillable area.
Pursuant to the definition of a farm,
okay.
They'll have to comply with that in order to be a permitted use.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bart Lagomarsino, Woodland Heights Circle. Bart Lagomarsino, Lagomarsino, Long Italian name. What are the planning boards? Like economic goals for 22 and 23. So, what are your planned economic goals for 22 and 23?
Economic goal?
Yeah, do you guys have like an economic goal that you say we have to have this many establishments open, or we have to be driving in this much revenue? What are the goals of the planning board?
It's to hear applications for planning in accordance with the ordinances, the municipal land use law, and our master plan, and to either grant or deny those applications.
So does
There's
the planning
no economic
board,
goal for the for
So
the
does
board.
The planning board look at the economic benefit of everything that comes forward
that's
into
not
Lebanon
a land use. Well, no, that's not a land use reason for something.
That's not a land use reason. So does the planning board then look at what the purview is of something that gets implemented into, that you would approve, what the impact, not even the economic, but what the impact of what you're approving would have in its purview everywhere else?
The board considers impact on surrounding properties.
You do consider impact on surrounding properties. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Ann Addicks, 112 Mountaintop Road. The only question I have of you is what assurances will, if you decide to grant him the application for medical marijuana, that in a couple years of time, it all of a sudden, he expands it to recreational marijuana?
We've opted out of the recreational marijuana, so that's, they can't have that in this township.
Because I've heard a lot of other places, they started them on medical marijuana, and the next thing I know, they was raising or producing recreational.
If they do, they're going to get shut down. Oh. Somebody violates the statute. We have a zoning officer who will tell them to stop. If they don't, they'll get shut down and fined.
That's if enough of the politicians aren't getting greased in the meantime, right? I said, as long as enough politicians don't get greased under the table in the meantime.
Glenn Bukowski, Woodglen Road. A little different approach. A little more of a common statement. Kind of where to start. Made a lot of notes. Gonna start with environmental. This is a Superfund list. On the Superfund list for highly toxic chemicals that entered the soil, and many have been buried underneath concrete slabs. How it affects us, the people, the runoff into the soil, the Spruce Run Creek, which runs and feeds through, goes into Spruce Run, which is the largest New Jersey water supply.
Shouldn't he be saying something?
Actually, sir, it really sounds like you have a statement that you should be reading at some point in the application meeting, that it would be more effective.
Okay. Can
it's
I
not,
still?
It's not anything you say at the hearing would be on the record at the hearing. Saying it now, it's not on the record.
It's not technically legally on the record. It's just under, like I said before, there's certain things we got to do and certain things we don't.
Okay.
And it would be
so I should be asking questions because we can't ask questions.
Well, you can ask questions.
We can ask questions.
You know, it sounds like you have a lot of good information.
I do.
That would be in your best interest to use that information when you want to talk to somebody.
Who's that somebody?
Present it at the meeting as evidence, and it can be put into evidence, and we can take it for the value we need to take it for in our decision.
For something like this, they do that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just skip through a little bit then, and I'll save that for later. I'll start here. When I make decisions, I think hard and take into consideration morals without outside influences and negative consequences. What is best in this scenario for the people of our Lebanon Township community? I ask everyone in this room, take 5 seconds, why you chose to move here. For me, it's my family, schools, low crime, privacy, wilderness, quiet, clean environment, and tight-knit community. That's why we are here. I'm a resident here for 20 years. That doesn't seem like long for a lot of people behind me. But I've been here long enough, and I don't want it to change. This is not a threat, but a fact. If you at the board look at the crowd and don't stop this manufacturing marijuana drug industrial facility, you lost your people and our trust in you. You turned your back and basically spit in our faces. So let me clarify and let this be obvious. Let me clarify let me clarify you don't have the town's best interest, but self-greed and money influence, if that's the direction you're going to go, you're going to live with it, and it's going to be on your conscience for the rest of your life. I can't really read my writing here, but I just whipped this up in the last hour. So just think about the decisions you're going to make and what's setting forth you, and make the right decisions. I pray to God you reflect on what's right deep in your heart and soul, and do what's right for the residents of Lebanon Township, New Jersey, and the future ones. Thank you.
Bill Bone, with Glen Road. And this would be my last time today coming up here. Just a little clarification for the gentleman that came up here about the opting out of recreational, and if a medical went to recreational, they'd be in violation. To go one step further, the state said the towns can opt out for 5 years, correct? Then within a period of time, they can opt back in at any time. So the committee can just a swish of a pen say, we want the recreational tax money. They're already there. And we do a resolution saying we're going to allow recreational so they can get the 2% tax money.
That's for the committee to decide.
That's the committee.
Not this board.
Yeah. Right. So I just want to give additional information to the gentleman. That's the procedure from the committee side of it.
Yep.
For clarification. And also, just to put, the committee meeting is tomorrow? Kim? Is that
yes. Here
or at the municipal building? Here. 7 o'clock here. Did everybody get that? 7 o'clock here tomorrow? Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Robert Mickle again, and I forgot to kind of introduce myself. I'm a former county agricultural agent. So I'm a professor emeritus at Rutgers University. I covered Hunterdon County, Warren County, Sussex, and Somerset County for field crops and livestock for 31 years. I've been retired for it'll be 5 years this coming fall, and I love it. I have a question for the board or this committee. Does the township receive any federal dollars?
For what?
You tell me. For roads? For police? Are you aware? Have you applied for any federal grants or dollars?
You're asking the wrong committee. You need to ask the township committee.
Oh, okay. Well, I would hope people on the board would know whether that's a yes or no. But this property will be paying taxes, right? Supposedly. All right. Are you aware, and I'm sure you are, that recreational and medicinal marijuana are not sanctioned under federal law?
Yes.
Okay. Any money received from this facility could negate any federal dollars coming to this township. And I think we have to think very long, hard, and clear about what we're doing. Thank you.
Yep.
Keith Galloway again. I want to take you back quite a few years to when Toll Brothers wanted to build houses here on Mount Lebanon Road. At the time, the acreage was 5 acres, and I can't recall how many acres there were. There were 600 or so, I think. But they got caught, as far as I'm concerned, in a trap with the planning board, zoning board, everybody. You didn't want to have to worry about having more schools, increasing these schools because of the extra kids that were going to be brought in. At the time, it was figured that there was going to be 2.5 kids per household. Then you reduced, you tried to get it changed to 10 acres. You accepted it as 7.5 acres. And eventually Toll Brothers said, the heck with it. We're not going to spend our money here. We're going to move out of the township. Township be damned. They'll build somewhere else. So now I want to go back even as far as Diamond Aerosol. I was concerned when Toll Brothers was going to build houses. I barely have enough water to sustain my house. I came to this committee. I inquired about it. And those that were serving at the time said, that's your problem. It's not Toll Brothers' problem. It was our problem. We were draining our water, not just me, but anybody up there. We already had 2 contaminated wells down by Diamond Aerosol, and we all got tested. So let me go back a little further. I want you to think about the people in general who go to their doctor and say, gosh, my hip bothers me so much. Do you think that you could provide me with a handicap parking sticker so I don't have to walk so far? And many doctors said, sure, why not? You've been a patient for 25 years. I'll give it to you. And so off you go. And I bet you anything that there may be members here on this board and some out here that have handicap license plates that shouldn't have them. But they use them, and unfortunately, the people that need it the most don't get to use those spaces. I'm going to say the same about medical marijuana. You can tell me all day long, this isn't recreational. People are going to go to their doctors and say, oh, man, I had that football injury 35 years ago. I cannot stand the pain. He's going to get medical marijuana. And over the period of years, you're going to find as many people on medical marijuana as you do recreational. So here's my solution. I know for a fact they don't really care about us in this community. They don't care about medical marijuana. This is what they care about, dollars. That's all. So tell them, why don't they go over to Shanghai and live there and build their plant and pack up their tent and get the hell out of our township.
Kathy Altair, 114 Hillside Terrace. How do you prove that it is going to be used only for medical? You cannot. Tell me how you plan on this, whoever it is, whatever their company name is using medical. When you go to a dispensary, They do medical and recreational. So how do you prove it? Because I don't think you guys are going to do what's right for us. You'll allow this, and when our wells run dry and everything else goes to crap, you won't be here. But I will be. So tell me how you plan to prove it's only medical.
Doesn't the state have control of that?
That's
a state.
What's
that?
That's a very good question for the applicant.
Yes.
No.
This
board has no enforcement
authority.
We don't have enforcement authority. We do not.
We do not have enforcement authority. That's not what this board does.
Yeah, but if you want to give them this, they have to show something, don't they?
Show something what? Show
that it's only medical. Because when you walk into to buy the cannabis, the only thing difference between medical and recreational is I get served first. But other than that, there's no other distinction.
If any information comes to light that they're doing recreational, then report that to the zoning officer or to the authorities, and they'll...
I'm sorry, I'm not trusting you guys.
Hi, Shannon Lang, 131 Raritan River Road. I've heard that there are several people represented by council, and I was wondering if there is a council representing a group of people, because it seems like that would be in the best interest of the people in the community. Bridgewater did something similar with Keep Bridgewater Residential when a similar type of issue came up in their area that was controversial. So I was just wondering if, more to the crowd, if we've thought of something like that. We have hundreds of people. We pay lots in taxes, which is another few hundred dollars to get a lawyer that represents us all, because we're going to be competing with NAR Group that has a lawyer behind them and a bunch of representatives that are representing their interests. Who's representing us? You guys kind of have to be objective here, right? You're representing the town, but you have to hear their side and ours. You know, we can all say what we want, but really, we need a professional representing us. There was a woman with a clipboard collecting email addresses, phone numbers. I'd suggest that we all get on that, and if we want to, we start some kind of a donation to fund ourselves to put something together.
If a group of members of the public want to retain their own counsel as a group, they can, and we would ask that when the counsel enters his appearance, he lists the names of those people he's representing.
Great. Thank you.
Hello again, Sharon Petzinger, Dogwood Drive. I was going through my list of questions I brought for a different purpose today. but here's one that I think you can help me understand a little bit more. So if there's a really bad smell coming from someplace in the township, what is the process for a resident to give a complaint? Does that go through the zoning officer? Or is that DEP jurisdiction?
Again, this board doesn't have the enforcement authority, but generally complaints about that usually go to the zoning officer first.
Okay. So if in the future there's an entity that gives off really, really bad smell, people complain, that's who they contact, zoning officer, and that's how it gets dealt with.
Or the health department.
Or the health department. Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Robin Davidson, Wood Glen Road. So if the worst were to happen and this were to pass and they were to put up their, go forward with their facility, does that set a precedent for other facilities being allowed in town?
Everything is dealt with on its own merits.
It doesn't set a precedent. No.
It doesn't set a precedent.
It doesn't set a precedent.
So like the neighboring horse indoor arena couldn't be converted to another indoor grow.
Those places would have to come before the board with a separate application. Those people would have to come before the board with a separate application.
Even if they were part of the NAR group?
The NAR group is only dealing with this one site.
If they wanted to expand, they'd have to come back to the board.
Okay. Thank you.
I have another question, Keith Galloway. Suppose someone else wants to start a cannabis farm. Let's say maybe down by a key, PNC moved out. That's a great location for someone to build a plant. Tell me, would they be able to come here and say, fine, we'll accept your application if you meet all the requirements? Or you can say, we already have one in the township. How about if somebody comes along and says, hey, I got a great idea. I want to produce cocaine. So what are you going to do? Are you going to say, no, you can't produce cocaine? I got to tell you, I think you have a problem. And I think you're trying to hide some of it. You keep saying that's for the zoning board. Why isn't the zoning board here at a meeting like this when we could say and ask some of the questions that we are asking? That's all we're asking for. We want to have openness.
Anybody else have any comments?
Good evening, Mike Iannacci, Red Mill Road.
What's your name again?
I'm sorry.
Your name again?
Michael Iannacci, I-A-N-N-A-C-E, Red Mill Road. I-A-N-N, Red Mill Road. Sorry, Staten Island accent. All righty, so when was your last meeting? Can anybody tell me?
Our last meeting?
Yes.
For this application?
Just the last meeting for the planning board.
19th, I believe.
19th, all right. And your next meeting is?
30th.
The 30th, all right. At that meeting, so there was another meeting, excuse me for getting it wrong, on the 1st, I believe there was another meeting. On that meeting, I asked the question, could this application be approved this evening? And the answer was yes. I suppose it's in the minutes. So I'll ask you the same question.
I think could that dealt this, with completeness no, that, rather
thank
than...
Thank you. Could this application be approved on the 30th?
That was a completeness hearing, was when we approved it in one meeting, yes.
All right, so on the 30th, can this application be approved, technically?
I seriously doubt that with everyone.
Technically speaking, yes or no, please, can this application be approved?
Ooh, which I'm not, think which so. I'm not going
to. You're not going to answer yes or no, because. Wait,
with everyone
wait.
Here, hold I on. Seriously doubt that we're going to get through
Hi,
everything.
How are you? I have a question for you. I'm so sorry. You got a second? Could this application be approved? On the 30th?
I'm not going to answer that. Yes. Technically, hypothetically, if meteor could crash into this building.
Do you think that'll happen on the 30th? Tell me now.
I'll tell you what I think.
No, that's right. Listen, I got something else I want to ask you. At the beginning of the meeting, you're all very busy. There's a lot going on. You're discussing what's going to happen. The back doors were open. Did any of you hear the children joyfully laughing and playing in the back? We did. You guys might have been busy with this business. We heard the children laughing. And did you all hear that as this started? All right. This is a poisoned site. Marijuana, no marijuana. This site should not have anything going on it. It is a poisoned site. It will poison a lot of our children. Thank you.
Again, Robert Mickle, I have a lot of questions, and I have a lot of unanswered questions. And is the board aware that in 2016, legislators approved medical marijuana as agriculture? Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. That was before marijuana was even an issue. I mean, it was on the back burner, but not like it is today. All right? That legislation states it is agriculture, yet it does not fall under the Department of Agriculture. It falls under the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory
commission. It's not agriculture. Agriculture only covers hemp production by a USDA, a federal proclamation that affected every state in this country to allow us to grow hemp for fiber and cannabis oil. All right, we have one up right on 513 if you're not familiar with it. All right. Also, the under the New Jersey Modernization Act, page 44, recreational and medicinal cannabis cannot qualify for farm assessment and cannot be grown on preserved farmland as federal funds were used to purchase those farmlands, and it would violate the and void that contract and that covenant. Also, the Department of Ag, if you go to their websites, hemp is listed, and they can monitor that and regulate it. Okay, like I said before, I worked for Rutgers University. We applied for a lot of federal grants. One of the major questions on there, if it had anything to do with cannabis. If it did, we did not get grant money. Rutgers University and Rutgers Cooperative Extension, who I work for, were hot to trot when this became an issue. Man, they saw dollar signs coming out of the woodwork. But Rutgers Cooperative Extension, as part of Rutgers University, is funded to about $1.5 million, $2 million worth of federal funds. They would have lost that if we did any research on medicinal or recreational marijuana. So if you go and look at this, and also, as I said, in the Modernization Act, it's their own policy for cannabis production. You can't tax farm assess it for tax purposes. And I'm making a statement to you that I hope that this facility or these people don't try to hide under agriculture, because it is not agriculture.
Hi, Kathy Broadhurst. I'm shaking so bad, so I hope somebody picks up my phone if I drop. But I'm using this for practice. I'm on Wood Glen Road, and I am shaking pretty bad, so wish me luck. I am Irish, mad, and sarcastic. Thank you. Oh, that's probably the shortest for tonight. I've considered myself to be truly blessed to live in Lebanon Township most of my life. In my 45 years, I can't remember when our elected officials and volunteers showed total disregard for supporting their taxpayers and constituents. I attended the dispensary town meeting and couldn't believe what I was hearing from a certain few. Basically, some of our officials expressed they could care less about our town and its citizens' views, or at least that's what I took away. Oops, hold on. I just got a new iPhone, so I apologize. Now I don't know how to get it to work. Oh, God. Okay. There is something rotten in Lebanon Township when 90% of the voters and townspeople would vote against this marijuana farm, and somehow this is getting pushed through without support of our citizens. Are you telling me with all the closed businesses in New Jersey and larger towns with parking facilities that our Wood Glen residential area is our only option, or their only option? Can someone explain why anyone would buy a Superfund site without some sort of financial consideration that hasn't been shared yet? Is there a logical explanation why something that changes the whole identity and character of our town is not being addressed as a ballot item on our November election? I'm looking forward to the results of the environmental impact statement. Considering most of us in town, I don't know of anybody who has city water. Most of us have well water. We should be so proud that we're teaching our children, number one, that our vote counts and that our voices are heard in our town. And two, don't do drugs, but it's okay that a marijuana farm is up your street. learning that the planning board is volunteer makes how I feel even worse. Sorry.
Susan Young, Stevenson Lane. I just have a simple question.
Could you raise your voice, please?
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Oh. How's that, better?
Yes.
Susan Young, Stevenson Lane. I was led to believe the first meeting that I went to regarding cannabis that on the 30th today, they would have their environmentalists to give the reports on their study of the environment, and that we would have our representatives here from the township to give their assessment of the damage to the environment. Is that still holding true for the 30th meeting?
Did they submit an environmental impact statement?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so it's on file?
Correct.
Okay.
So we will be having that on the 30th?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the application. It's on file for anyone that cares to see it.
Okay, good, because we were told that we had very good representation on our side regarding the environment, so hoping that's true.
Paul Gamm, Lance Drive. I had a question just in terms of prior applications that have been submitted, approvals, denials for agriculture, for industrial. Are those records openly available for our view for an open record request, and would we see the details on why something was approved or why something was denied for various environmental reasons or what have you?
You just file an open request setting forth what you want.
Okay. Do you know approximately how far back that information goes?
I really don't know how far back they keep the records.
Okay. Do you know by chance, obviously my first time seeing you all in this forum, how many agricultural or industrial applications do you receive on average per year? Would you have a round number, guess?
Really couldn't say. Most of the applications are generally residential type developers.
Residential?
Mm-hmm. How about one a decade?
One a decade?
With the Highlands, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's my question.
Bobby Kolonolik, Five Valley View Drive. So my question is we know we have an environmental issue on that property. Did anybody bring up the issue on PFOS, PFOAs and PFOs, that in just the... get you guys updated with
sir.
It.
Sir, you got to speak.
Yeah, we can't hear
just
you.
Just to get everybody updated with it, the company DuPont, whoever makes your non-stick pans, your milk cartons, it's all plastic in there. And over the years, it dissolves and gets into the ground and got into our well waters. Residents are not, they don't have to test it. But there's a certain limit. If it goes over that limit, they have to put a filtration system in this. So they're actually, it's a hydroponic. So they're going to be pumping water from the ground that's already contaminated. And on top of that, it's got PFOS in it. Has the town been aware of this on the PFOS? Have they done a check to see if the levels of PFOS are okay, because you're going to put that on top of the plants, and it's just going to go spread even more. And it's been known to cause cancer. And now if that's going up into their ventilation systems, it's going to carry through the neighborhood. Did the town think about any of this?
This year was the first year that that test was available, and the township actually did testing on four of our municipal wells. And they all came back well below that.
How about that site?
I can't speak to that site. I can just speak to
is there anybody going to check on that?
That's whatever their water testing.
Well, isn't that up to the town? Because, I mean, you guys can send out tax letters for us to pay all the time. I put in a pool. Oh, you got to pay more taxes. No problem getting those letters, but health-wise, it doesn't matter. Does it? You guys are up there to protect us. Not just collect your taxes at the end of the year and make sure the town is making money, but protect the rest of the people that are here. Like the young lady said before, you guys are not going to be here. We're going to be here. I'm going to be here. Majority of this crowd is going to be here.
You need to ask this question of their professional.
Yes. Well, where are they?
They
you actually want to give them permission to build this and they can't even come here or have a representative here today?
That's they're not going to get permission until they show up.
Well, going back to the question, are you guys going to say, well, we need more time before we decide on our whether we're going to let you go through or not on this plan?
They will have to do water testing. They will have to prove all this to us. This is part of the application. These are very, very good questions that you
need to... Okay, it's a Superfund, right?
You need to remember to ask them and prove... So they can prove one
way or the other. Well, I might not be here that day. Maybe I'm going to be on vacation.
Okay.
Maybe you guys can remind yourselves to ask these questions. Because unfortunately, you guys don't know anything about it, except the young man in the corner over here. But the rest of you have no clue about it. No, nothing.
Well, you're welcome to come and put your statements on the record at the hearing.
And who's taking care of the Superfund?
Yeah, but you don't have to show that.
The EPA ain't going to let that happen. Who's pushing that through unless they decide to pay to clean it up? So is the EPA helping them out getting this license through?
The applicant will have to produce all the evidence.
The applicant's going to have to show us all this information. That's why they're coming in on the 30th.
Do we have a lawyer present for that?
What's that?
Is there going to be a lawyer for the town there?
Yes.
Is it an environmental lawyer or... He's just a normal lawyer, you know.
They have to present their
fly
case.
By night.
However they present their case, and we will have people, if we don't have enough people, we will hire other people to.
So don't you think it's a smart idea to start getting an EPA lawyer instead of waiting until the 30th? Get one now. Put him on retainer. So he could read the documents. I mean, I got a couple of good environmental lawyers. Lieberman.
You want to hire an environmental lawyer? You're welcome to do it.
Okay. No, why doesn't the town do it?
The town's not required to.
The town's not required to do
it? That's correct. Not unless they see the need for it.
It's a super fund.
And the applicant will have to
What do you think that means in your head? What does that mean to you? This government spends trillions of dollars on super fund because it's contaminated.
The burden will be on the applicant.
He has
to
prove
show
it.
The status.
Michelle Santagata, Dewey Lane. I would just like to piggyback off of what this gentleman said. You said if he felt the need to hire an environmental lawyer, he should do so?
Yes.
He's here along with everybody else in this room because people have concerns. We have come to you as the board to hear your constituents. And you turn around and tell a resident to hire a lawyer?
Anyone that's opposed to an application, if they want to hire their own counsel, they're welcome to do so. We've had cases where people have hired their own traffic experts, their own environmental lawyers, their own hydrogeologists.
Fair enough.
And,
I believe when Mr. Lagomarsino, yes.
And we have also hired specialist people for the sport.
That's very, very comforting. I'm glad.
When the applicant shows and supplies whatever evidence he wants to supply, and if we have engineers, we have planners, we have attorneys for this board. If there is something out of the ordinary, we will hire somebody to contradict what or question them more in a different way. We have done it before. We'll do it again.
Okay. I'm very comforted by hearing that. Now, Mr. Lagomarsino earlier made a question about what you take into consideration when considering zoning and permits and applications for things like this. And one of the things that you said you were concerned with was the impact on the residents. I think this room speaks for the impact of the residents. People are concerned. People have valid concerns. We want to be heard. I have to say, this is my first time coming to one of these meetings, and I do feel that there is a little bit of a disingenuous taint here.
Oh, no.
I do feel that way,
okay.
And I'm entitled to share with you my perspective.
You're right.
And I'm going to tell you that it's based upon hearing somebody say, these are my concerns, well, hire a lawyer. these are our concerns. What do you consider the impact on? But you're also telling us that the applicant has the right to present their application, and then based on that, we have to kind of come back with our concerns. So am I right in making the analogy that it's like a chess game? They're going to present, we have to then consider, then we come back with our concerns.
We are going to come back with our own concerns from this board and our professionals. That's what I said. If we need somebody to hire somebody else that has a more specific area to target, we will do so to go back at what they present, because they have a lot to prove.
Okay, so that's on the legality part of it, correct?
Legal, engineering, planning, environmental.
What about your residents' concern and their quality of life?
And we take all that into consideration. That's why we have people to go through all these plans. That's why these plans are so thick, is because we keep changing. Not we don't keep changing. We keep requiring them to do more to make sure that they have the information that we can sort through to decide on this application.
Okay. Well, I would like to point out that there was a gentleman who was speaking earlier. He had a notebook full of information. And I would think that if you were going to take into consideration the residents' concerns, you would have encouraged him to finish speaking, as well as attend the appropriate meeting, so that his concerns can be then recorded on record.
They will be recorded at the appropriate time during the application.
Right, but you also did not, you encouraged him to share it there, not here. Maybe everybody here would like to hear what he has to say.
Because this isn't the proper place to do it. Like I said earlier, we have to be careful. You have to be careful. We all have to be careful of the legality of all this. There are certain things you can apply now and certain things that have to be done at the meeting. And we, believe me, if you were at the prior meeting where we deemed the application complete, after the meeting we had a conversation with many people in the audience, and I expressed the fact, evidence, evidence, evidence. If you can get evidence and bring to these meetings, that's a very big helpful for everybody.
Okay.
And it needs to be presented to us and the applicant in a good way.
Okay. My final question is regarding the approval for the completion of the application. You said that was approved at the last meeting, correct?
Yes.
If it was approved as completed, why were they granted an extension for the meeting?
There are certain things they have to do to be approved. They did qualify to be approved for the meeting. Some technical issues on the, I would say, amended site plans?
Yes, an approval for completeness does not mean your application is approved. A completeness just means the application is complete, it meets all the requirements that you submit. But if the board feels it needs additional information at any time during the hearing, needs plan revisions, additional data, additional testimony, then the applicant needs to submit that.
Right. And there were some things that we didn't care for, our professionals, and we wanted it done in a different manner. Also, any time during the meeting, if there's something that we don't like the way they're doing it or like the way they're approaching their conversation with us as far as describing what they have, we can have that, we can ask them for more information, which we do all the time.
Okay, so then may I just ask then, if since it was approved for completion, but there was something that the board did not like on the application and you asked for more information, is that why the meeting is now being pushed back? Because I thought that they asked for an extension.
They asked for an extension to collect more information on what we asked them.
And is it public information what was asked of them?
Because the plans are not completed yet. No, for what we asked them.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
But they will be completed, and supposedly they'll be in the municipal building 10 days prior to the 30th meeting. If they
10
get
days
it all
prior
done.
To the their meeting on the 30th.
30th.
Okay. All right. And I know I told you it was final, but I actually have one other thing to say. I just want to thank everybody who's here, who spoke, and I've never been more proud to be part of Lebanon Township. And I'm happy to hear everybody sharing their concerns and showing up and trying to be civil in making their concerns known to you guys.
Thank you.
Gary. I just wanted to ask a question about the 10 days. Is it 10 business days or 10 calendar days?
10 calendar days.
Calendar
okay.
days.
Thank you. Don Sherman, 70 McKenzie, spoke before. Good job in deeming the application complete. They did tick all the boxes. And as I review it, and I've had only a cursory review as a former land use board member in another town in New Jersey, I did see that you rightfully are asking for additional information. For example, I noted on the site plans, they clearly state that it makes no representation of environmental conditions, and in fact, it does not show any of the monitoring wells, which were recorded as having been drilled by the state. Gosh, I want to say in the late 80s, they were being monitored. I can't find any record of those being abandoned, so they're either there or they're not there. And we should find out. The other thing is it is known as previously been designated as an illegal hazardous waste disposal site. It also had an illegal remedial action. There was a cap and cover, which then somehow or other just everybody kind of decided to forget about it. I don't quite understand, and I haven't delved into it. But we know that there were monitoring wells installed, and they aren't shown on the plan. So I know that any time the state, and I don't know if there's been any state funding in this, but any time the state builds a facility, if they spend more than $1 million or there's 20% funding from a state, they conduct an environmental assessment. And if there's $5 million capital improvement project, they conduct an environmental impact statement. I have a nice outline of what one ought to contain, and it's well within our rights to request that of the applicant if we have any concerns, and certainly as a past environmental waste disposal site, we would be well within our rights, and we should do at least the minimum that a government agency would do for their own building projects. The last thing that puzzles me is if I were a landowner, normally I would want to conduct an environmental assessment, at least a phase one and probably a phase two environmental assessment prior to purchasing the land so that I can assert the innocent landowner defense. Now, if they did this, I'm unaware that they have made that public. If they didn't do it, these guys can be in for a very rude surprise. I've worked on over a dozen federal Superfund sites. I've worked on state Superfund sites all around the country, and these things are very costly. And so I go on to the next point, which is the financial security of the plant and the plant operator. The plant operator, from what I can tell, has no experience operating an industrial facility. If they have, that's great. What we required in Hackettstown with the permit that we did approve was that the operator had operated 12 sites around the country. They also had, they met all the best available control technology of the day, and they agreed that they would meet even more stringent rules if they were implemented. They had the financial wherewithal to do it. They had the knowledge and the expertise. We need to see an operating plan from these people of how they're going to conduct their day-to-day facility operations for all their handling of water, waste, air management, traffic, etc. So they've ticked the boxes and their application is complete. And I have no objection to that. You're doing the right thing asking for more information. There's a lot more information they need to do, and we really need to ask them, and it's well within our rights, because of the past environmental concerns here, to require at least a minimum of an environmental assessment, which isn't just air, water, and waste. It's socioeconomic, it's cultural, it's what affects the town and the town surrounding it. And that's about it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
How you doing? Kevin Bauman, 65 Mount Lebanon Road. You told this gentleman if he has a question, he can ask the committee a question tomorrow night, I believe the meeting is. At the meeting the other night, they said we're not allowed to ask the committee any questions. Is that going to be the same deal tomorrow night? Am I right? Didn't they say that? We weren't allowed to ask any questions the other night? Now, I know there was something we weren't allowed to talk about, but a lot of people were here to talk about the pot farm. So I'm just wondering, putting that aside, you say that we can ask the committee this, we ask you something. With something of this magnitude and with this many people here, is there a chance that you guys, the committee, and whoever else, I think it's the Board of Adjustments, are all going to be in the same room to make a decision on this so we don't have to keep bouncing around? A lot of us have things to do. I jumped out tonight. I had no idea they weren't going to be here. I'd like to know that, too. When were you told that they weren't going to be here tonight?
We were told yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new age. We all have cell phones. Is there a site that we could have went on? Because I walked out of something for my son just to come here because I wanted to hear what's going on. I'm not blaming you, please. I'm just saying that if we're going to keep going from the committee to you to whoever, why can't everybody just be here and we get this done once? And what's them, you know, you said people want to hire counsel. Lawyers cost money. If they show up and nobody's here, they got to get paid. So are people just, are they going to keep putting it off? It could be a game. I mean, I've seen this before, okay? People with money, first of all, anybody who goes into that site and buys it is either brain dead or has a lot of money and has an intention, okay? Everybody in this town, I've been listening to this for 40 years from my father about this place, okay? So what I'm saying is it going to be a waiting game? Are people going to hire experts and counsel and spend all this money for them just to keep putting it off? There's got to be a stop to it. It's not a question. It's just a general statement. I hope that this can be resolved, but I definitely think that it's something that everybody should be here at once, not just this going to this and that. Thank you.
Sir, this gentleman back here was first.
Sorry, thank you for your time. I just want to say thank you to the gentleman in the back that came and I thought asked a lot of very pertinent questions from his experience in planning. And so from your perspective, I know you can't discuss exactly what questions were asked in the application. How will we get the assurances from our side that these sorts of recommendations are really being explored from the Planning Council's perspective, because I didn't hear one of them that seemed like a bad idea.
Keith Galloway, a question to all of you is, do we have the request of you to have the planning board and the zoning board here at the same time for the 30th? Is that something that you can do on behalf of the residents so that, as Mr. Galina has often said tonight, that refers to that board, not your board? Okay, so can we have the zoning board here at your next meeting so that some of the questions that were asked of this panel and Mr. Galina responded saying, refer that to the zoning board. Okay. So can we ask you to ask them to be here that night?
No.
Great. So we're going nowhere.
No, this meeting, no. This application is before the planning board, not the zoning board.
I just asked you, would it be okay? You told us, a lot of these people, you had to refer that question to the zoning board. Fine. Ask the zoning board.
The zoning officer, not the zoning board. Zoning officer.
Okay. Can you ask them to be here?
Him.
You will.
I don't know why he'd want to be
why,
here.
Why?
Because we might have a question. You asked us to refer all of our some of these questions.
That's an enforcement question. You refer to the zoning officer.
Mr. Galloway, it wasn't the question. It wasn't about the question. The question that came to the board was, if there's a violation, what do we do about the violation? And the response is, the appropriate response, you need to go to the zoning officer. There's no violations right now. Right?
But we were referred to several times about the zoning board.
No, the references were not to the zoning board. There were references to the township committee. To both, but not to, not about.
So, in other words, we're not going to have a zoning officer here to even question.
There's no need.
Not during the application. There'll be no appropriate time during the application to ask the zoning board questions. I'm sitting here and listening to everything and appreciate everything that everybody's got to say. And all I would say is please give the process a chance. That's all. You're asking us to be objective? We are a blank slate here. Nobody's made a decision about anything, right? Give us a chance to hear the evidence. Listen to what we have to say about the evidence. Listen to the questions we ask. And then if you have some criticism, get up and talk about it. But give us a chance.
Okay, so you've had questions. Mr. Piasecki, has anybody here on this board thought about, are you going to hire somebody in this township to go out and make sure that this medical marijuana is going to be dispensed where it's supposed to be? Or is it going to be down at the local, I don't know, Publix, ShopRite, whatever?
Again, Robert Mickle, I told you I had a lot of questions. Maybe I missed it, but I was at the meeting 4 weeks ago, and the applicant said they were doing an aquifer study. Has that been completed?
That will be talked about at the when the next meeting.
Okay, that's
when
good.
When is pertinent?
Okay, that's good. And at that meeting, the NAR group was there and handed out this very slick document. Did any of you see this? Did any of you collect it when you left the meeting?
What does that have to do with tonight?
It entails what they're planning to do at this facility.
Okay.
All right. And I will, this is in their document. One building. All right. There's a vegetation room, 3,300 plants.
These are all things that they're going to have to address at the meeting, not now.
Okay. Well, let me rephrase this. All right. They stated that they're going to use 1,868 gallons of water per day, okay? If you multiply that water out
for... A lot of water.
Huh?
It's a lot of water.
Gallons of water.
No. Yes.
Yes, gallon per day.
They will, believe me, like Mr. Piasecki said, you'd be surprised how many tough questions we can ask.
Well, I'm hopefully giving you a little information.
We have
okay?
lots of information.
And for a year, that totaled 681,820 gallons of water for one house. Now, that property is 44 acres. Down the road, this is a money-making machine. What will stop them from putting in five houses? Okay? Five houses would use 3,409,100 gallons per year. I don't care whether they bring it in or they get it out of the ground. We can't afford that up there. My well is 70 feet deep. And am I going to come to you and my well goes dry? Are you going to pay for it?
We will definitely address all these concerns.
Okay, I hope so, because I will be at the meetings.
We will do it.
Thank you.
Sorry, I got to ask this question. But if this goes through, how are we taxing them?
Wait.
You have to leave? Okay. All right.
You said you have all the information on everything on what to do with them. So how are we taxing them? If they get taxed, how are they getting taxed? For the square footage?
Taxed for what? The building?
For the property.
But the tax assessor has
the tax assessor has records. The tax assessor does that. We don't do that.
But you just said you have all this information.
We don't have tax information.
See, usually indoor pot farms, they get taxed on 33, whatever square footage they use. But these guys go out and build up. So they only pay for that first 33,000 square feet, and then after that is pocket money. Did you guys look into that at all? Because this ain't helping us with taxes if it does go through. We're not getting any kickbacks for it. You guys are like just...
Well,
no pens, nobody writing nothing down.
We're trying to understand.
Why do you even bother coming here?
Good question.
You guys went out of your way to write meeting tonight. For what? For this? You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. Really, you should.
Sorry for coming back up. Guys, let them do their job. really. I've been through other board meetings and stuff. Let them do their job. Tomorrow is the bitch night. Committee meeting. Go to the committee meeting tomorrow night. That's where you can unload. But meanwhile, this is about getting testimony on so we can appeal it if they pass it. And if they don't, they're going to appeal it. So we have to get the facts and we have to give reasons why and help the board members to deny this thing. Okay? So give them the chance like they said. They live in this town also. All right? Thank you.
My name is Lisa and I live on Dewey Lane.
Speak up, please.
My name is Lisa and I live on Dewey Lane. And I would like to go back to the comments made by Ms. Petzinger about the smell. And she was questioning how, you know, if the odor is offensive, you know, who do we go to? And you were instructing her to go, I think it was to the zoning board. Okay.
No, not the zoning board, the zoning
okay.
officer.
Okay, zoning officer, excuse me.
Or health department.
Or the health department, correct. Okay. So I would just like to say that in the newspaper there have been several articles about the facility that was allowed in the Reddington White House area of New Jersey. And people, you drive through there any day and it smells horrific. There have been people who are just beyond comprehension how something like that could be allowed in their area and find the air so offensive. So, again, I appreciate all of you coming out tonight. I appreciate all of my fellow residents being here. Please excuse the emotions that are running high, as all of you can see and hear. But this is about Lebanon Township and maintaining a safe environment for us, for our animals, for all of the water, all the tributaries that run through our township. There are major, major concerns, and I hope that we have not only been heard, but our words will cause correct action to be taken to keep our community safe. Thank you.
That's it? Good. Tomorrow night's a township committee meeting. There are some questions were raised. You need to go there and ask the questions and make sure they get answered. Does the board have any other comments?
Yeah, I have a comment. I would like to just speak to reiterate what I'd like to reiterate what Mr. Pasecki has said. You haven't heard from us. We're not talking about it because we know the process that's involved. As Mr. McQueen said, we have to do things in a certain order. The questions that you raised are, of course, questions that we have. We're drinking the water, we're breathing the air. So just allow us to do the process. Let's hear them on the 30th. Let's have their witnesses. Then let's let us ask and get information. So it's not that we're just not talking about it now because this isn't the time. So we listened to you. It was very good. But now we're going to move on. So it's not that we're ignoring you with our blank stares. It's our job just to listen, not to have this dialogue at this time. Thank you.
Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Nope. This is the last person.
Brandon Staten, Highland Drive.
What?
Brandon Staten, Staten.
Okay.
Highland Drive. You're asking us to trust the process. We don't know the process. We've just been burned by a process from the township committee over this business administrator position. You have to recognize that. I mean, all due respect, Mr. Piasecki, your son moved in right beside me. Great guy. Happy to have him as a neighbor. I'm big on behaviors, right? Behaviors. I want to call out Daryl and Mark. What's so funny this meeting? What's so funny? This is a serious issue with the township people. Right? I hope so. I hope so. But you're also part of that committee that we were burned by. I'm very big on behaviors. So I'm going to read something real quick that I was saving for a township meeting or for the committee meeting, not for this meeting. I think it's appropriate based on the comments tonight. So I've lived in this township a little over 14 years. My wife grew up in this township. She and I met in college, moved around for work reasons from Pennsylvania to Virginia, then here to New Jersey. She told me early on in our relationship that there was not much to do in this area. So she didn't see herself coming back to live here. Fast forward three children later. I'm a little emotional because I've got one going to college this weekend. So instead of spending time with her this evening, I'm here to see what's going on to try to keep you guys honest. Now I have to come up here and speak. Really frustrated by this. So three children later, she couldn't move back here fast enough. She sold me on the idea of family support that we would have raising children here. What also sold me over the years living here has been the community, the schools, the country landscape. Considering these values that make this a great community to live and raise a family, I'm surprised, frustrated, and extremely upset that there's a possibility of a cannabis growing facility starting up in this township. This would be an industrial facility for manufacturing purposes right in our township. There's been plenty of points raised, well stated, about the negative impact of a facility like this in our community, so I don't feel the need to repeat all that now. My wife and I both work full-time, leave our jobs each day from the industry in which we work, to come home to a residential area, which is this township. We do not want any industrial manufacturing facility start up in our residential community. Simple as that. I know firsthand the environmental and social impact of what industry brings to small town communities. My perspective comes from being born and raised in the southern part of West Virginia, a coal mining community. You may say the scale of this doesn't compare to coal mining. It's not a comparison of scale, but a comparison of real negative impacts. I've seen large commercial vehicles dangerously competing with local school buses for space on small country back roads. I've seen the damage to the roads, the water supplies, and the landscape, along with decreasing home values and people's net worth. I know that's still debatable about home values, the effect of cannabis facility. That's fine. What I cannot wrap my head around is that there may be township committee members and planning board members that are in favor of it. I have to ask why. So with the recent actions of the township committee members, we've lost all trust that they're working for us or looking out for the best interests of this township. Simple. Biggest example is what I already stated about the business administrator position or township administrator. It was well communicated about the work history of this person, and she was hired anyway. We didn't really fully understand the process. So sorry, no, we don't trust the process. We lost the trust. So for examples such as just stated, now I'm missing evening time with my family. After already putting in a full day of work to attend these meetings regularly, to pay close attention and push you to do your job to make decisions for the best interest of the people of this township. So there are other areas of the state zoned for industrial use. They can take their pot growing facilities there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion. I have a second.
I'll second, but I thought somebody did something.
Who made a motion to adjourn? Dorian seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? I don't know.
Oh, my God. I didn't. Oh, yeah. No, that's.